Yeah, I thought it was probably was as thorough a game as we played this year, from start to finish, to get a power play goal, get an empty net goal, to score five goals, period, are all good signs. But I thought after we had, got a goal in the first, other than maybe one sort of tackle there, we really had jump in our legs, we were skating well, and I like the fact, shots were pretty even for both teams. We did get a couple of power plays advantage, but then they had a big 5-on-3 that we had to kill off, and kids did a great job there. I think in the third, Callie Shannon made at least one bell ringer backdoor save, if not two, and therefore you're getting contributions from all over the place, including penalty kill as well. So real big weekend, and kind of puts us going in the right direction for the time being. We still got a lot to work on, a lot to do, and try to become just a little more consistent. But tonight's performance was good in every area.
And this is your first sweep of the season. How does that kind of reflect what you guys have been doing in practice? What do you think has been the main difference?
Yeah, I think what it reflects on is that the kids can accomplish things, and that's probably the best way I can put it. UConn has come out of the gate with a real good start to the year. They played very well, I thought, last night, yet we found a way to kind of sneak out of there with a win. And today I think we made it a little more of an even horse race, and got some timely goals, some loose pucks, some rebounds. But again, it reassures people, or lets people know, that I think if they play right, they can get some rewards. And far too many times our execution, I think, has been very, very average. And even early in the year, our defensive focus wasn't good, because we let too many two-on-ones, odd person rushes, and they were kind of cleaned up for the most part of recent.
Can you maybe just talk about the power play a little bit on the captain's?
Yeah, it's been on a real nice run here. I think for a 10-game run where we've scored maybe 9 goals in either 9 games or in 10 games. And it's because I think they've taken the time and the patience to get a puck back and start again. And by start again, I mean move it 3, 4, 5 times, then look to go to net, then look to deliver it into the bumper in the middle and get a shot, like a Sid Healy, or get it back for a one-timer to a Shaughnessy or a Mativi. But I think it's the fact that everybody sort of bought in and just having the composure, having the poise to not rush it, and it's turned into, if not goals, real good opportunities, which I think the other team and even our team recognizes. When you get down is when you really butcher one and nothing good happens. But that has not happened over the last 9 or 10 games. There's been, consistency all the way through, and I give them credit for that.
And UConn kind of did a good job crawling back. Every time you guys scored, they would score right after. And can you talk a little bit about that late second period goal from Haley Blinkhorn and just what you saw from her tonight?
Sure. A big play, because that was when they had clawed back to 2-2, and I thought we made a little bit of a tactical error there in that situation, but that was behind us, and now we had to answer, so to say, and to get that one late in the second, give us a little bit of a running start for the third, was huge. And then Haley picks up a loose puck that you probably would commend two or three people, Brooke Disher, swinging wide on her back end, getting on net. I think at one point Jess DeVito kept the puck alive, and all of a sudden Haley picks up a loose puck that snuck across the crease, and good for her, because she works extremely hard. She takes care of a lot of defensive assignments, but has been a little snake bit offensively, and to see her score, it's great, because 2 games ago it was Julia and Lacey and that line, Maddie Cardesi, and then last night it was Catherine Fulham and Clara Yoon and Vogt, and today it was mixed bag, but she gets a couple, and again, you're starting to see contributions from different places and multiple places.
And coach, at this period in time, do you have any update on Julia Shaughnessy?
I do not. I think it might have been something that was a lower body, but I really haven't had a chance to even get to the training room, and I'll get there as quick as I can, but hopefully she's okay. She's been playing great, and was coming off of some surgery this year that she seemed to have prepared herself, gotten ready, and and now, you know, we'll see where it goes. But hopefully it's something positive and, you know, something that's not going to be long-standing.